Big news! Wayfair's end of season sale is here. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on home finds in every style. This is your last chance to score end of season savings, and it's happening now. Did we mention fast shipping on everything? Don't wait. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off now through September 2nd.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started.
Hello, and welcome back to the Flower Farmer Forum podcast. I'm your host, Liz Fidler Mergen. And it seems really weird, but that's the last time I'm going to say that. That is the last time I'm going to call this the Flower Farmer Forum podcast, because the name and everything is changing. Next week. I'm so excited. Make sure you join the webinar tonight so you can, the last couple minutes, I'm going to really just dive into what the change is going to be and give a little sneak peek before we drop the trailer for the rebrand. But I am a flower farmer, speaker, author, and I am someone who used to say yes to everything until I learned the hard way what happens when you build a business that cannibalizes itself. So today is part 3 of our mini series, One Product, Many Markets, Building a Smart Farm Ecosystem. And this is the final episode before our big webinar tomorrow night. I'm diving into a topic that I am very passionate about, and this is the cannibal business model and how to avoid it. So make sure you are signed up for tomorrow night's webinar while we talk about the fertilizer framework. And then also I'm going to give a little bomb on what's changing with the podcast. But here's the truth. If your offers compete with each other, they drain your energy, they require you to reinvent the wheel every week, you don't have a business, you have a burnout machine. The cannibal business model is what happens when you say yes to every one-off offer. When you don't batch or streamline your processes, they are often overlapping or conflicting products. If you create multiple customer entry points that don't lead anywhere, or build a business so reliant on you that you cannot ever step away. So it's when one arm of your business steals time, energy, or revenue from another, and instead of working together, your systems are eating each other alive. When I first started Sunny Mary Meadow, I started saying yes to everything. So it started out as a farm stand, but then I started getting requests. Someone wanted a custom bouquet for tomorrow. Sure. Need a birthday arrangement for a kid's dance that night. Why not? Or can you do this farmer's market or this pop-up shop or this event? And even when I was exhausted, I was like, yes, absolutely. Otherwise, another flower farmer is going to do it. Or I would be doing a funeral swag or flowers for a funeral and then a wedding in the same 48 hours. And it just wasn't sustainable. And I was always reacting, and my flowers were blooming at the wrong times, and my energy was constantly tapped. And worst of all, I was not making any money. So I pulled back and I started viewing my farm as a system, one that I could design rather than just respond to. So I wanted to be proactive and not reactive in my business. And that is when everything changed. So let me show you some of the ways I intentionally built in efficiency so that every part of my farm business feeds the others. The first thing I do that is huge is crop planning around my sales strategy. I don't just grow what I like. I grow what we can use at the right time. For example, this year, I intentionally waited to plant my zinnias, cosmos, snaps until late May so that they wouldn't bloom until late July, because that aligned with when customers are wanting to buy flowers. Late June and July are always slower. And this way we could keep up on the weeding. We could take a little break and it just worked better. I stagger my sunflowers so that they bloom in successions. I use high tunnels for season extension, and to stagger those bloom times, I'll put a low tunnel within the tulips or whatever it might be so they bloom at different times. And that is all efficiency through design. The next strategy I want to talk about is subscriptions over one-offs. And I know that sometimes the thought of being required to fulfill subscriptions is exhausting for some, but I also think that it's guaranteed revenue. And we focused on subscriptions and stem bars instead of just the one-off daily bouquet orders, because batching is efficient and profitable and one-off orders just aren't. And it's not that I don't care about someone's birthday. It's that I care about everyone's ability to have flowers available. And subscriptions let me plan and pick and package and deliver on schedule. Nursing home sponsorships was another huge one that this was a game changer for my business. And I'm so excited to share where I'm taking this now that I have the space and ability to do it. But this is one of the most underutilized gems that I teach in Foundations of PPP. And that is finding businesses to sponsor flowers for different things, whether it's nursing homes or kids' classes or whatever. They pay for it, the nursing home gets joy, and we get guaranteed revenue for that planned product, and everybody wins. And again, it's efficient, it's repeatable, it's scalable. The next strategy is repurposing the same product for multiple offers. So if you remember in episode 2, I talked about how a dahlia is a tuber, it's a stem, it's a social media post, it's an educational opportunity, and it's a PDF. So this applies to my other ventures, okay? Take this completely out of context, but we have a vacation rental in Alexandria, Minnesota. It's a huge, you know, lake vacation area, and it's called Brophy Bungalow. If you ever want to go on a vacation, it's brophybungalow.com. But when a bride books their florals with me or my subscription holders, I'm like, hey, you get 25% off a 3-night stay or whatever it might be. And so it's a value add and not a time drain. And it's adding on to what I'm already doing. And then lastly, the other sustainability thing that I really talk about is my role within my business. And that is how I learned to delegate versus always do and decide what things that I should be doing. I teach this within Foundations of PPP. We talk about the delegation matrix. So finding the things that you like and you're good at, finding the things that you don't like, that you're not good at, the things that you like doing or that you don't like doing, but you're good at them. And then the things that you like and you're good at, but finally at some point, it just doesn't make sense because you can't do everything. So here are some of the things that I don't do myself anymore because I can't do everything. And that's why it's been a game changer for both my business and my sanity. One of the first things that I delegate is my website updates. So I actually have Ryan to handle my website and Caleb is kind of the behind the scenes on my MailChimp stuff when I need a little bit of extra help. But I already have my website platform set up and I pay a couple $100 a month and they're the ones who go in and they just handle the tedious stuff that I'm going to procrastinate forever. So we're talking entering all of the event listings, you know, updating date changes, creating the forms that people use to sign up and making sure the pages flow the way they should. And my role is just to go in afterwards, connect the back end of things like the email automations or the payments. And it's like they're building the house and I'm just kind of putting the welcome mat in place. And this means that I can make sure the customer experience is smooth without spending hours wrestling with like drop down menus and changing font and things that I don't really know what I'm doing. And I'm just putzing around and wasting time. Another thing that I delegate is social media scheduling. And actually just this podcast page is the only one that I delegate out right now, but that's going to be changing soon as I have like a book launch coming and all of those other things. But I've got podcast producer Abby is the mastermind behind the posts that you see on this Instagram page. And I still write the core content and I record the episodes, but she's the one who turns it into the scheduled posts, the reels, the carousels that actually go on time. Because before Abby, I would have bursts of posting followed by weeks of nothing because I didn't have the mental bandwidth to make graphics or resize videos or track hashtags or whatever it is. And now I know the promotion is consistent, even if I'm knee deep in dahlias or off speaking at a conference. Quick break to tell you all about something really important if you've been thinking about joining Foundations of Petaling Perishable Products.
the course, how it works, is changing starting September 1st. So this is my signature program where I teach you how to build a business ecosystem that actually works. Funnels, email marketing, pricing with confidence, collaborations, accounting, all of it. Plus a private Facebook group, monthly Zoom calls, and exclusive discounts to workshops and events here at our farm. And I'm not talking just any workshops. I mean Flower Farmer Forum Conference, Farmer Florist Bootcamp, and even discounted VIP days or custom tailored coaching and consulting. But here's the deal. Starting September 1st, Foundations of PPP is moving to an annual model. That means when you join, you'll get full access to the course, the community, the calls, and the discounts. But after that, you can stay in for $20 a month to keep all of those perks. So if you want lifetime access to the course, all new modules, updates, the Facebook group, the Zoom calls, lifetime discounts to the events and coaching, you have to join before the end of this month, because if you do, you are grandfathered in forever. You pay once, you're in it for life. All of the payment plan options are still available, but after August 31st, it's going to be that annual access change. So if you've been on the fence, this is your sign. Head to the link in the episode notes, grab your spot before August 31st. And just a reminder, everyone is welcome to schedule a free 15-minute consultation phone call with me. Tell me about your business, where you're at right now, where you want to be in a few years. And I will tell you honestly, if I think that this membership, Foundations of Peddling Perishable Products, is the thing that will help you get there faster and without wasting a ton of money.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Bookkeeping is like my favorite thing that I have delegated because I actually do love the numbers. What gets measured gets managed, but it's so tedious. And so this one is Abby, a different Abby. She does my monthly bookwork. She also does my taxes, but I have her doing bookwork as well. So every month I send her my bank statements, my PayPal reports, my Square reports, and then she will reconcile every single expense and every single revenue line. So it takes her less than an hour. And for me, it would take 10 hours because 10 hours of talking myself into doing it, getting distracted, feeling annoyed. And I still do the sales tax filing myself because I like to have a pulse of what's moving in and out of my business, but she keeps the books, QuickBooks, you know, tidy. And then I'm not in panic mode come tax season. And that right there has probably saved me more than one ulcer. And then one of the other things that I really delegate is the design work itself. For the weddings, I have to give a shout out to Sydney. She's kind of the artist behind the floral designs here. And if you've seen the bridal bouquets coming out of Sunny Mary Meadow lately, that's mostly her magic. And my role is kind of the grunt work assistant. So I'm processing the stems, I'm hauling the buckets, I'm helping with the installations. I do a lot of the centerpieces, but she does most of the bridal work. And so of the actual bouquets. And this division of labor works beautifully because she loves that like intricate, high touch artistry. And then I can focus on the big picture logistics, making sure the overall business keeps running smoothly. So I handle the consultations, essentially the sales, creating the recipes, ordering the flowers, sourcing the flowers, making sure we're getting them if we need something extra from a different farmer. And then that can be done fairly flexible within my schedule. And then Sydney is like the elf and the shoemaker where I'm like, hey, I'll have all the flowers ready to go on Tuesday in the cooler. I don't care if you come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. This is the list of what you need to make. And she makes it happen. And the thing is, I technically could do all of these tasks myself. I know how to do all of them, but that doesn't mean I should. So by handing them off, I'm buying back my time to focus on the parts of the business that truly move the needle. And for me, a lot of the time, that's the sales. And instead of drowning in the day-to-day, and I started creating systems instead of staying stuck inside of them. So I want you to do a quick check-in with your own business. So first of all, do you have products competing for the same customer's attention? Here's what I mean. Maybe you're offering three totally different subscription options at the same time. So a spring bouquet, summer bouquet, build your own weekly bouquet, whatever. And they're all launching in the same week.
Your customers are confused about which one is best instead of buying more, and they actually freeze and buy nothing. And I've done this myself early on. I had 3 different Stem Bar punch cards plus UPix in the same week, and my sales actually dipped because people couldn't decide where to spend their money. And it's not that they didn't want to buy, it's that they gave them too many choices at once. Second, ask yourself if you are constantly reinventing the wheel or custom creating every order. If you're designing each wedding bouquet from scratch without a system or reusing recipes or sourcing in bulk, you are burning time and energy. So I used to take custom arrangement orders where every single bouquet was different sizes, color palettes, greenery. And while it felt creative, it was exhausting and nearly impossible to price correctly. There is a reason those types of custom orders typically start at like $150 with most traditional florists. So now I have go-to recipes. I know flower combinations that look stunning together, and I can just kind of tweak them without starting from zero every time. Third, if you have a team, even if it's volunteers, even if it's your spouse, even if your kids, even if it's family members, are they clear on what you're saying yes and no to? So if your employers or helpers can't answer the question, you're spending too much time clarifying or undoing decisions. I've had team members be like, hey, so-and-so wants a bouquet and we just have to deliver it. I'm like, it is a 90-minute round-trip drive because there's construction and it's 45 minutes away. And it was the same day as like other subscription pickups. And like, that wasn't their fault. But once I communicated this guideline, like this $60 bouquet doing this delivery, not worth it. So now there's a bit of a decision filter and they know what the sales plan is and what doesn't. The last question I want you to ask yourself is my crop planning supporting my sales plan or am I fighting against it? So if you're planting massive amount of crops that don't align with your main sales outlet, you're going to struggle. For example, I used to plant thousands of sunflowers because they were fun and I knew they'd sell, but I didn't factor in that my subscription customers want variety and not 10 stems of the same thing. Now I plan my plantings around what my sales channels actually need. And so that might also mean thinking about stem lengths for florists or bloom time for weddings or quantities for subscription bouquets, not just what I feel like growing that season. And if any of those questions made you squirm, that's good because it means you're paying attention. It doesn't mean you've been doing it wrong. It just means there's room to make your business work for you instead of against you. And I want to help you connect those dots so that your crop, your sales plan, your team, everyone is all rowing in the same direction. Tomorrow night, Tuesday, August 26th at 8 p.m. Central Time, I am hosting a free live webinar called The Fertilizer Framework. And this is the cleaned up, streamlined, strategic version of my keynote speech that I give. And we walk through how I designed the full ecosystem of Sunny Mary Meadow, from a roadside stand to a full service floral business, venue, farm store, podcast, coaching platform, all of that. But the framework itself is the foundation, and the foundation that lets one product serve 5 different markets, and how I avoid decision fatigue with my crop and calendar, and how every customer is designed intentionally with a pathway and not accidentally, and why I created Foundations of PPP to teach other farmers to do the same thing. So this isn't about hustle. It's about smart growth with heart. Make sure you are signed up for the webinar. Thank you so much for joining me in this mini series. If you've been inspired, challenged, excited about the possibilities, please join the webinar. Once you sign up, you're going to get an email back to you that's like, hey, you're officially signed up. Here is a link to a Google form. Please fill out this short, quick survey because I'm going to use that as examples when I talk about it in the webinar. And I'm so excited to talk about the podcast rebrand and revolution that's starting already next week. So this isn't, I'm like getting sad. I'm like, this is the last Flower Farmer Forum episode, but it's not. It's the same exact podcast, but a new name, there's just a lot more strategy to what we're doing, the types of episodes we're having, a more consistent pattern. And I'm just really excited to share what it is. So we're building something beautiful, not just on our farms, but in the way we think, plan, and lead. So I will see you tomorrow night at the webinar. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram
Instagram and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
Flowers, flowers, we love flowers. Sunny Mary Meadow, they smell so good. SunnyMaryMeadow.com.